Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections to take place tomorrow in 58 parliamentary constituencies in 8 states. Campaigning gains momentum for seventh and final phase of general elections. Leaders of various political parties make whirlwind tours to garner support. Supreme Court refuses to direct Election Commission to disclose booth-wise voter turnout after each phase of polling for ongoing Lok Sabha elections. Cyclonic storm Rimal in Bay of Bengal to hit West Bengal and Bangladesh as a severe cyclonic storm on Sunday. And in IPL cricket, second qualifier match between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Rajasthan Royals underway in Chennai. The stage is all set for the sixth phase of the Lok Sabha polls in 58 parliamentary constituencies tomorrow. In this phase, 8 Lok Sabha seats in Bihar, all 10 seats in Haryana, 4 seats in Jharkhand, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats in West Bengal and 1 parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls. Polling for 42 assembly constituencies for the Odisha State Assembly will also take place simultaneously. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. The political fate of prominent leaders, including senior BJP leaders Dharmendra Pradhan, Meneka Gandhi, Manohar Lal Khattar, Sambit Patra, Bansuri Swaraj and Manoj Tiwari, and Congress leaders Dipendra Singh Hooda, Kumari Selja, Raj Babbar and Kanhaiya Kumar, as well as Samajwadi Party leader Dharmendra Yadav and PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti, will be sealed in the EVMs. Around 11.4 lakh polling officials will welcome over 11.13 crore voters across 1.14 lakh polling stations. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and hassle-free voting in these areas. Speaking to media ahead of the sixth phase, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar appealed to all the voters to participate in the Festival of Democracy.
8 स्टेट्स और यूटीज में 58 लोकसभा पार्लियामेंट्री कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसीज में चुनाव होना है तो कल करीब 11.13 करोड़ वोटर्स लगभग 1,14,000 बूथ पे कल वोट देने जाएंगे। गर्मी के सारे इंतजाम हमने बचाने के बूथ्स पिक किए हैं, यानी वहां शामियाने लगवाए हैं, पंखा और कूलर की भी व्यवस्था करने की बहुत सारी जगह में कोशिश की है, पानी की व्यवस्था हर जगह होगी, ओआरएस भी रखवाए हैं, डॉक्टर्स भी रहेंगे आसपास में ही अगर किसी की कोई तबीयत खराब हो जाए तो, सारी व्यवस्था है हमारी।
Our correspondent reports that the poll body has specially reminded voters in urban centres like Delhi, Gurgaon and Faridabad to exercise their right to vote and break the trend of urban apathy.
Basic facilities ranging from shade, drinking water, ramps, toilets, wheelchairs to electricity are in place to ensure that every voter, including elderly and persons with disabilities, can cast their vote with ease. State chief electoral officers, district election officers and state machineries have taken adequate measures to manage hot weather conditions. Security has also been beefed up in the polling areas to avoid any untoward incident and ensure free and fair polls. A total of 2,222 flying squads, 2,295 static surveillance teams, 819 video surveillance teams and 569 video viewing teams are keeping surveillance round the clock to deal with any form of inducement of voters strictly and swiftly. Suparna Sejja, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Bihar, polling will be held in 8 parliamentary constituencies of Vaishali, Gopalganj, Sivan, Maharajganj, Valmiki Nagar, Shivhar, Purvi Champaran and Pashchimi Champaran tomorrow under the 6th phase of Lok Sabha elections. A report.
The police administration and SSB have taken several measures along the international border and interstate border in Valmiki Nagar, Purvi Champaran and Pashchimi Champaran parliamentary constituencies. The border has been sealed along the Indo-Nepal border till the end of the polling. Interstate border with Uttar Pradesh has also been sealed in Gopalganj and Sivan parliamentary constituencies for the peaceful polling. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Campaigning has intensified for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha polls. Senior leaders of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Polling in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has accused the Congress party of speaking the language of Pakistan. Addressing an election rally in Dinanagar of Gurdaspur district of Punjab today, he said that the INDIA bloc is a big threat to the security of the country because the agenda of the Congress party is to reimpose Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir and encourage terrorism there. The Prime Minister said today the Congress and Aam Aadmi Party are trying to throw dust in the eyes of the people of the country.
ये इंडी गठबंधन के लोग आए दिन जनता को मूर्ख बनाने के लिए भांति भांति के खेल खेल रहे. अब आप देखिए ये लोग दिल्ली में दोस्त होने का दिखावा करते हैं, भ्रष्टाचारियों को बचा रहे हैं और यहाँ पंजाब में एक दूसरे को गाली दे रहे हैं. इन दोनों दुकानों का शटर एक ही है.
He later addressed a rally in Jalandhar. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister held two election rallies in Shimla and Mandi parliamentary constituencies. Congress General Secretary Sachin Pilot campaigned for the party candidate in the Sri Anandpur Sahib constituency of Punjab today. Addressing an election rally at Noorpur Vedi, he criticised the central government, stating that the BJP at the centre has weakened the constitutional institutions and has made the common man poorer by enriching industrialists. Bahujan Samaj Party's national president Mayawati addressed a rally in Nawansher town of Punjab. Taking a dig at the central government, she said, "Today farmers are very sad and troubled." She alleged that the Modi government is privatizing central agencies, which goes against democracy. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah held rallies in Bihar and Jharkhand today. Leaders of the Grand Alliance from RJD, Congress and left parties are also holding rallies in support of their candidates. In the seventh phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting will be held on 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh on the 1st of June. This also includes the Gorakhpur Lok Sabha seat, which is one of the important seats of Purvanchal. This time, the BJP has once again nominated sitting MP and Bhojpuri actor Ravi Kishan as its candidate for this seat. Apart from him, 12 other candidates are in the electoral fray here. A report.
Gorakhpur Lok Sabha seat is considered the stronghold of State Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. Till 2017, Yogi Adityanath was the MP here for a 5 consecutive terms, but when he left this seat after becoming the Chief Minister of the state in the 2018 by-election, SP's Praveen Kumar Nisad defeated BJP's Upendra Das Shukla on this seat. In the 2019 elections, Bhojpuri film star Ravi Kishan won this seat as a BJP candidate by more than a 3 lakh votes. BJP has once again made Ravi Kishan its candidate. SP has fielded Bhojpuri actress Kajal Nisad from the India Alliance, whereas BSP has made Javed Simnani its candidate. All parties have intensified campaigning to ensure victory of their candidates. There are 5 assembly constituencies under the Gorakhpur Lok Sabha seat. These include Kampirganj, Piparaich, Gorakhpur Urban, Gorakhpur Rural and Sajanwa. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
The Supreme Court today refused to issue directions to the Election Commission on a plea for uploading polling booth-wise voter turnout data on its website during the Lok Sabha elections and favoured a hands-off attitude amidst an ongoing electoral process. A vacation bench of Justices Deepankar Datta and Satish Chandra Sharma adjourned the hearing on the application and said it will be heard after the Lok Sabha elections are over. It said everyone wants free and fair elections, but we are also concerned that there could be mischievous people looking to take advantage. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Border Security Force, BSF, is celebrating its 21st investiture ceremony today. In an exclusive interview to Akashvani News on the occasion, Director General of BSF, Nitin Agarwal, said the BSF is committed to bolster border security and counter anti-terror activities across the fences. He added the BSF is using high-end technology to check the use of drones for illegal activities across the Indo-Pak border. He informed that 107 drones sent by Pakistan were shot down by the BSF in 2023. He also described the commendable role played by local communities in helping the BSF to counter unlawful activities across the border.
We do a lot of civic action programs for civilian population, which helps them in their daily lives, as well as brings us closer to them, and they become our sources of information. They are like a force multiplier. In Punjab, for example, when the drones come, sometimes they miss our observation. But the relation with the local people in Punjab is such that any packet they find, they will come and report to BSF because they have this confidence that BSF will take it to its logical conclusion.
The full interview can be heard right after this bulletin at 9:15 p.m. on 100.1 Akashvani Gold and additional frequencies of Akashvani. It is also available on our social media platforms. Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey reviewed the passing out parade of the 146th course of National Defence Academy at Khetarpal Parade Ground, NDA Khadagwasla, Pune today. More from our Pune correspondent.
It is hardly possible to express in words the emotions that surged in the minds of their parents when the 337 cadets crossed the Antim Pag in a rhythm and came out of the academy in this parade that lasted for about 1.5 hours. Army Chief General Manoj Pandey expressed his gratitude to these parents and said that they have done an incomparable job by dedicating their sons to the service of the country. For Akashvani News, Manoj Kshirsagar, Pune.
Procurement of wheat during the Rabi marketing season 2024-25 is going on smoothly in the major procuring states across the country. Over 262 lakh metric tons LMT of wheat has already been procured so far this year in the central pool, surpassing last year's total procurement of 262.02 LMT. The Intermeteorological Department has said a cyclonic storm, Rimal, developing in the Bay of Bengal, is expected to hit the coasts of West Bengal and neighbouring Bangladesh as a severe cyclonic storm on Sunday. Our correspondent reports the depression over the Bay of Bengal is lying nearly 660 kilometres from Sagar Dweep of South 24 Parganas district of West Bengal.
The Alipur Weather Office has informed that the depression over the Bay of Bengal is now situated nearly 660 kilometers from Sagar Dweep and 700 kilometers from Canning Station of South 24 Parganas district of West Bengal. The depression will turn into a cyclone tomorrow and it will be a severe cyclonic storm by the night of 25th May. This cyclonic storm will hit landmarks in between Khepupara of Bangladesh and the coast of West Bengal on the 26th May night. Very heavy rain with wind speed of over 100 km to 110 km will blow over North and South 24 Parganas district of West Bengal on 26th of May. Purba and Pashchim Medinipur district of West Bengal will receive rain tomorrow. The Met Office has informed that the cyclonic storm will have no effect over the Lok Sabha election in West Bengal tomorrow. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
Cyclonic storm Rimal is likely to coincide with the voting in 8 seats in the 6th phase of Lok Sabha elections in the state tomorrow. The Election Commission has alerted the district administrations to take all precautionary measures at polling stations in view of the brewing storm. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad SRH were 168-7 in 18.4 overs against Rajasthan Royals in the second qualifier match at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to bowl. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections to take place tomorrow in 58 parliamentary constituencies in 6 states and 2 union territories. Campaigning gains momentum for 7th and final phase of general elections. Leaders of various political parties make whirlwind tours to garner support. Supreme Court refuses to direct Election Commission to disclose booth-wise voter turnout after each phase of polling for ongoing Lok Sabha elections. Cyclonic storm Rimal in Bay of Bengal to hit West Bengal and Bangladesh as a severe cyclonic storm on Sunday. And in IPL cricket, second qualifier match between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Rajasthan Royals underway in Chennai. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.